Hey guys. Hey. Okay, enough of the dance. How you guys doing? I mean, May has gone, oh, just like that. When did we even start this month, Seth? Wow. What a wow. Wow. Okay, how you guys doing? I mean, you know, that question is a bit of a big deal these days when people ask you, how are you doing? Wow. The times when people ask me, how are you doing? It's a very big question for me these days. Unlike before that, I just say, hey, I'm fine. What about you? What are you doing? These days is a bit very complex and very question for me. Due to some changes that have happened in my life over the last couple of weeks, it's actually a bit hard for me to, you know, really say anything about what's going on in my life. But the truth is that I still say, I'm fine, I'm good, what's up with you, how you doing? I think part of what makes us really amazing, part of what makes us really beautiful, part of what makes us really strong is the fact that we are able to put ourselves together, even in the face of tribulation, even in the face of anxiety, even in the face of, you know, all those things happening around us. You know, even if everything is going on fine with you, I mean, things happening in Nigeria, things happening in the world lately can actually, you know, make you feel like, oh God, what's going on, what's all this, you know. I just feel that no matter what's going on around us, no matter what we are going through, we should be happy. We should be happy, fine. There are times that we really want to bust out, we really want to talk to people, we really want them to know how we feel, we really want them to know that, okay, as much as I'm smiling and giggling and all that and posting things on my social media, it doesn't really mean that I don't have things going on around me, I don't really have things I'm bothered about. But I think what makes us really amazing, like I said earlier, is the fact that you know, we are able to put ourselves together, we are able to go through these things and grow. And what I've realized in this process so far in this past few weeks is that when you're growing, when there's going to be a growth in you, it takes a lot. Because the truth is, you know, kids grow from funny enough, today's Children's Day. Happy Children's Day to every one of you. Yeah, we are all somebody's children, so. Okay, like I was saying, when a seed is planted into the ground, it dies, right? That's what biology tells us, that when a seed is planted into the ground, it dies. So, when it dies, then, let me say, in a way, it resurrects, in quoted form. And then it brings out, you know, small, you know, tiny little green stuff. And then you see it and then you're happy. Hey, you know, I remember when I was very, very little, when I was very young, I used to plant beans. I've always been a beans lover. Like, I love beans so much. So I would take a seed of beans and then I would dig the ground. And then I'll plant it. Funny enough, where I grew up, the sand there was very fertile. The ground was fertile, like it was filled with more of loamy soil. So if you plant anything, even if you just poured water and let's say mistakenly there is a seed inside that water, it begins to grow. So I would plant a bean seed and then I'll start monitoring it, see how it's growing, see how it's doing. And then after like 4 or 5 days, I'm going to be expectant. So I'm going to start seeing the small leaves are coming up and everything. And then because I was very, very impatient as a kid, like when I wanted something, I wanted it right away. Like, I don't have the energy to start waiting. Wait for what? I mean, the thing should grow fast. What's keeping it? So after those few days, I would expect to start seeing the bean seed already. So if I don't see it, I'm then going to go and pluck out the leaf and be like, I beg, come and be going. What is it safe? You're not even growing. Until I advanced, and then I was taught in primary school that there are annual crops, there are biennial crops, and then there are perennial crops. This means that there are crops that actually take years to grow. And then I realized that beans is part of the crops that actually take time to grow. So it dawned on me that fine, that you're not looking the way that you want to look. You're not there. You're not where you really want to be. It doesn't actually mean you're not growing. There are seasons. There is time for everybody. And it means that, okay, if I plant maize now, and if I plant maize, and I'm expecting that in the next 5-6 months, it would have grown, and then I'll be able to harvest it. It's different when I plant, let's say, a bamboo tree. Bamboo tree takes years to even form its fruit before it even begins to grow. But when it starts growing, it becomes unstoppable. You can't stop it. It takes, like, I think up to maybe 5 years and above to begin to even have its roots before it even begins to bring out anything. So the root takes like 5 to 10 years. Imagine if you're an impatient person, you would have probably gone and you would have operated it and say, what's wrong with this one, safe? How can it be taking 5 to 10 years to grow? What's that nonsense? Just root, though, not even the entire tree. So at times, when we are so choked up with the fact that I feel like I'm not growing, I feel like I'm not doing anything, I think one thing we need to do is to take a reflection of our lives and see how far we have come. I'm talking about things that have worked for me. Anytime I feel bad about my life, anytime I feel like I'm not growing, like I'm not where I'm supposed to be, I talk to people. Yes, I talk to people about what's going on, the way I feel. I'm someone who's very, very open. I don't really keep whatever is going on in my life, except for some certain things, by the way. Okay, so I talk to people, and there was a time I told someone, I said, I'm not growing. I feel like I'm just there. I'm not really doing things. And the person told me, he said, of course you're growing. You know better. Things you didn't know a year ago, you know now. Things you couldn't do a year ago, you know now. And it's actually true. Fine, it might not be as big. It might not be as elaborate as I want it to be. People might not be seeing it. But deep inside, I know that, yes, I am growing. It's like a bamboo tree. It takes years to form its roots. But by the time it begins to grow and it continues that. Yusuf, you look at it and be like, wow, 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 wow. Then those years that you had to wait, then you know it was actually worth it. You know it was actually worth it. So have you ever noticed that there are some trees, like I think when I was in school, there were some trees that they were cut, and I realized that because their roots were so deep inside the soil, they could not really uproot them. So these trees, their roots started extending, the roots began to extend, and each time they cut them, they sprout again. That is to tell you that these trees have already formed a kind of resistance, that no matter how many times you cut them, they will keep growing because their roots are established. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that all these things that we are going through, all these things happening to us, all these things that we are passing through, all these things that we've had to, you know, condone, we've had to manage, we've had to put up with in our lives, I think we should all try to take lessons from them. They are all avenues for growth, if we see them that way, by the way. Some of us, we can see it as problems, we can see them as things that are obstructing our way, or you can see them as, you know, stepping stones. You can see them as building blocks for whatever it is that you want to do in future. It takes time to grow. Growth is a very, very, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. Anybody that refuses to go through the process of growing, I mean, have you ever tasted a fruit that was planted with fertilizer? A fruit that the growth was actually influenced by a chemical, you will know the difference from the one that was actually allowed to go through the process of growing and then it grew naturally. So that is it. If you take a shortcut, if you know you don't want to pass through all these things, at the end of the day, it will show. The results, the things that will happen in your life will actually show that you didn't go through that process. So all I'm trying to say is that no matter what we are going through, no matter the things happening around us, you know, there are so many stories of depression lately that I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm not justifying that it's not good to be depressed. I'm not trying to justify that once in a while people don't go into depression, but I'm just saying that at times we need to start looking at things in another way. Instead of looking at something as a problem, start looking at it as an avenue for you to grow. And before you know it, you're growing, you're picking stones, you're picking precious stones on the way. And then by the time you get to the end of the road, by the time you get to the end of your journey, you look at the stones that you gathered on the way, and then you see that you can actually use them to build something. So basically what I'm trying to say, you know, is that we are very strong, we are amazing, and all those things that we have to go through in life are what makes us amazing, are what makes us who we are today. Let's not despise the day of little beginnings. Let us stand there, let us, you know, be there, let us be strong, and before you know it, we are speaking in a higher place. Yeah. Okay guys, thank you so much. It's just another one of those ranting moments. Bye.